You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney Spirits distributor Nip of Courage represents six independent distilleries, all of them in regional areas. Nip of Courage founder Kathleen Davies explains.
About 90% of Australia's craft distilleries are based in rural and regional areas throughout Australia, and they've been hit really badly by what's happened.
The usually profitable winter tourism season ahead may not eventuate for those wineries, distilleries and breweries that are already struggling. Tourism and Transport Forum CEO Margie Osmond says the varying levels of travel restrictions around the country are causing uncertainty.
Right now, I think there'd be some very concerned, very unhappy and really quite confused tourism operators out there wanting to know when they can get back to doing what they do best.
Queensland and Western Australia have closed their borders. Tasmania, the NT and South Australia have strict 14-day quarantine measures in place for any arrivals, while New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria's borders are open. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she stands by her hardline stance.
My fundamental issue here is I will not put Queenslanders at risk.
The federal government says state border closures are no obstacle to a potential trans-Tasman travel arrangement. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told Radio NZ she thinks otherwise.
We'd expect to see some of those issues resolved before we would see them necessarily opening up to New Zealand, and you can understand why. People want to be able to travel internally in Australia before they'd expect necessarily to be able to come across the ditch.
While the argument over borders has international implications, it also affects even the smallest of businesses. With restaurants and bars only just beginning to reopen and tourism struggling, distributors like Nip of Courage have been forced to innovate, taking their marketing and their masterclasses online to try to sell products directly into people's lounge rooms. There's plenty of ground to make up, with April the worst month on record for sales of beer, wine and spirits. Beverages Australia CEO Andrew Willsmore says it's been particularly bad for small operators.
The smaller producers in particular have probably borne the brunt of this. With travel restrictions in place, people not being able to leave their homes, people who rely on tourism or their cellar door being open have really felt the impacts hard.
But with international travel off the table for now, there is hope for a strong bounce back for regional businesses and those who depend on them, like Kathleen Davies.
I hope it makes Australians conscious of visiting their local distilleries and breweries and wineries again. There's some wonderful places to see.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.